saw earlier with Aurora running up here. Sometimes they just don't stop. We had the pleasure of watching Atlas and Aurora Friday night and Saturday night. And yesterday morning, Atlas came running into the bedroom, and it was 6:15 a.m. He says, "Grammy, Grampy, wake up. It's morning." Man, I love that. With the same enthusiasm, looking forward to what today brings, let's proclaim and believe and shout out, "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will..." Okay, I'm going to go get Atlas to show you how to do it. He came busting through the door. Let me try this again. "Grammy, Grampy, wake up. It's morning." And he had an expectation that we got up then, even though I begged and pleaded for a little more rest. So let's try this once again with the same enthusiasm and expectation that today holds great things for us. "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will." I love it. Maybe we're just missing some male deep voices that brought in the lower end. I don't know. But that was pretty good. I love that. Turn in your Bibles today to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. And as you're turning there, let me remind you today, right after service, we're going to have a VBS meeting. Nikki has graciously already ordered food, so we'll have some food for that. You don't have to eat it. Come for the meeting. Find out what is in store for you and for us in VBS. I am thankful that the Lord has given us someone that says, "Let me take the lead on this." I love that as well. But guess what she can't do? She can't do it alone. Okay? She needs us. But maybe today your decision is based on my message. Burden or blessing? Burden or blessing? And your decision may be, well, will this VBS be a burden or a blessing to me or to others? So Mark chapter 2 verse 1 is where we'll begin. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. "And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house." Word spreads. When Jesus was speaking, word spread. "Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door." The door was blocked. The surrounding area is all blocked with people desiring to hear Jesus speak. "And he preached the word to them. And then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" Now let me stop there for just a minute. When Jesus saw whose faith? When he saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now verse 6, of course, that's a problem when Jesus is healing. "And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, 'Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, 'Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." Notice that next word, verse 12. "Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all." When God calls us to move, we should move immediately. these miraculous stories that we read over and over generally say, and immediately the bones were strengthened, they stood up, the paralytic stood up, the blind man immediately saw when scales fell from his eyes. Immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. We never saw anything like this. Now, Matthew briefly mentions it, but not in as much detail. Flip over to Luke chapter 5, if you would. Luke chapter 5. And these are the only two places we'll be today. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 26. And these stories are taking place shortly after Jesus called the four fishermen. Jesus has done some other healing. He has gone to some other places. And you'll see in Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 26. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and they let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When Jesus had seen their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, and he said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Again, that next word. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Very similar stories, very similar accounts. And they talk about a multitude of people being there. But Luke goes into a little further detail. And he said, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law, those were the scribes, they knew that law. They knew the details. The Pharisees were very into that. It was a smaller group, but a very powerful group. And that's why you read the Pharisees were always there. When we read in verse 17, it says, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by. Sitting by indeed. Looking closely, wanting to hear what he said. And they didn't say anything out loud this time, but they were thinking in their hearts. But it was revealed to Jesus that they were thinking that. So we ask him, guys, what is easier? But so that you know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive, he told them, your sins are forgiven. And then he said, arise. Arise and walk. So that everyone could see that. He had already been doing miracles. He had already been healing people. And now he heals another person. The Pharisees and the scribes and all the other people came from all around. Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem. And I heard Jesus preaching up in Guthrie. Come on, let's go. And they came from all the towns around there. And they filled the place. They filled the place. And they packed it out so that nobody could get closer to Jesus. Now, I am a little curious. If they couldn't get to the door, how was it that they could get to the rooftop? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I am curious about it, though. But those four said, we've got to get our friend Joe here. We've got to get our friend to Jesus. Why? So that he can receive what? Healing. So that he can receive healing. I always like to look at stories in the Bible and say, who are you in this story? Now, sometimes we turn out to be the person we don't want to be in the story. But we can change into the person we should be. I don't know who got the idea first to get this guy to see Jesus for his healing. But I'm thinking whoever the first guy was, whoever had the idea to everyone else, was it a burden or a blessing to the rest of them? Hey, I want to do VBS this year. Oh my gosh, okay, hang on, let me see. What all is required? Well, we're going to have to do decor. Oh, it's going to take time. We need people. We need some money. What's that? Ooh, we need some talent. And we all think we're short of every one of those. I'm short on talent. I'm short on time. I'm short on money. I'm short on ideas, imagination. You're just short because you haven't thought about it. But somebody had an idea and said, will this be a burden or a blessing? Come on, I just need three others of you to come along and we'll take him to Jesus where he can get healed. Are you with me? I mean, I guess. Come on, now we just need two other people. Jim, John, will you do it? I guess. Now, I don't know if they said that or if they all said, we need to get him and we need to take him to see Jesus. It's kind of heavy. What time is Jesus going to be there? You have to be there early? Do we have to stay long? Do we have to listen to his whole message for the healing? Or can we just go right before he leaves and get the healing? I don't know. But those ideas aren't far away from some of ours sometimes. By the way, how far is it to where Jesus is? Half a mile, a mile? 3 miles? You got a cart we can push them on most of the way? Burden or blessing? What is it? Now let's look at the characters in this story. Jesus, he was obedient to teach regardless of the threat or the fear. We're reading in our Bible study on Wednesday night, going through Acts. Well, they were threatened once. Well, then they were threatened again and beaten. And they considered themselves worthy to have suffered for Jesus' name. Jesus, are you him? Are you obedient to do what the Lord has asked you to do, regardless of the fear or the threat, the insecurity? Maybe you're the Pharisees or the scribes sitting by. I'm listening, but I'm critiquing every word that's said. You misspoke. You did this, you did that. You didn't do, you could have, should have. Sitting nearby critiquing Jesus' message and then going back to find, the law says, why is he speaking blasphemies? Are you the crowd? Some of them came, I'm just coming to seek Jesus. Man, I'm coming to seek wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Possibly I'm coming to seek healing. But I want to hear this guy and what he has to say. Maybe you're one of the four. You're taking your friend to hear about Jesus and to hear Jesus. Looking for alternative ways to get them to Jesus. To receive a message, a word, or to receive healing. Maybe you're one of the four. Maybe you're the paralytic. Listen carefully. Maybe you are the paralytic. Allowing others to take you somewhere to receive a message and or healing. I've heard about this place. I don't want to go. I've heard about that person. I don't want to go. I've heard about that Jesus. He's doing some crazy stuff. I don't know. Are you the paralytic that allows others to take you to the message, take you to the healing? Possibly you're the paralytic that doesn't have a choice but to go where they take you. So then, are you the paralytic that is now open to hearing and seeing and believing where others take you? I don't know. We may be one of those people today and we think, I don't want to be one of those people. He can change us from one character to another, to a more positive outlook. Now the subplot. The subplot is burden or blessing. Was taking the man to see Jesus a burden or was it a blessing? Watch this. Sometimes burdens are blessings in disguise. What an amazing story. I did it because I'd look bad. Hey, we're taking him to see Jesus to get healed. Do you want to take him with? Not really, but I don't want to look like a doofus in front of my friends. Yeah, I'll take him. What happened? That happens 7 days a week for 10 years. We're asking for a couple nights for VBS. We're asking for a couple days a month to take care of the gardens or mow the lawn or weed eat. 7 days a week, 10 years, that's been going on, and there's a waiting list. There's a waiting list of volunteers who don't get paid a dime to help a neighbor. I saw myself as one of these characters, but I didn't like the character that it was. That one gentleman towards the end said, I was profoundly changed by being obedient and by doing this. Then the internal things began to change. Externally, he was a volunteer. Gosh, oh, tonight's the night. Oh, I got to put her in bed tonight. I don't know how long it took him to transition to that new person. I don't know how long it'll take you to be transitioned to the new person. But don't let somebody put a clock on that for you. However, put a desire inside to be a different person. Now, a burden, by definition, is a load. A burden is a load, usually a heavy one. she could be looked at as a burden. I had to pick her up with one other person. That guy could have been a burden to four men. And certainly imagine lifting him up on a rooftop. And then going, now we got to get him down to Jesus. You bring some rope? I didn't bring. Someone got some rope? Now they got to lower him back down through the roof. Jesus sees this man being lowered and forgives him of his sins. Luke ties it together a little closer with forgiveness and faith. Okay, so if a burden is a heavy load, usually a heavy one, what is a blessing? God's favor and or protection. That's one version. But listen to this version of what a blessing is. A beneficial thing for which one is grateful. Don't forget, if you get a beneficial thing, be grateful for it. Something that brings well-being. Them taking that guy to see Jesus to be healed and seeing him take his mat and walk. Walk out that door. Must have been an amazing feeling for them. Now these versions say, immediately the man rose up. And he departed glorifying God. Jan, you said, sometimes we have no idea. Do we have an idea when God has blessed us? And do we depart glorifying God? But I love this. And then all the others were amazed. Then what happened? And they glorified God. Do we glorify God when we see others blessed? Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the work you did in their life, in their body, in their relationship. A beneficial thing for which one is grateful, something that brings well-being to yourself or others. I was a blessing to them. How? I did this and it brought something, a beneficial thing to them because I took him to see Jesus. I received the blessing from seeing my friend healed. I allowed them to take me to see this Jesus guy. And he told me to get up and walk, and I did. And I knew it immediately in my spirit that I could. And when I did, I received the blessing. And I walked out glorifying God, and I heard all the others glorifying him as well. We have to start looking at our burdens and find out if they're truly blessings. This is a burden right now. What would make it a blessing? If it is a beneficial thing to you or someone else, one that they or you can be grateful for, and something that brings you or them well-being. We have to find a different, a deeper reason or purpose or result for doing what we're doing. So that we're not like the young man that said, I didn't want to do it. I did it just to save face, and I wanted the outside to look good. I want the outside to look good. Here I am, I'm serving Miss Jones, whatever her name is. I'm here to help her in bed. But then, something started happening on the inside. And he was changed. And he was transformed. And he became different. Now, do you remember at the beginning? He said, I always thought I was a good person. I thought I was a good Christian. But he was one of those outside Christians. Just want to look good. But when we are an inside Christian, that's when and where change takes place. Amen? VBS, we have great opportunity to bless one another and to bless young people. Is it a burden or a blessing? I invite you to discover it as a blessing for both yourself and others. And I invite you to stay for our meeting afterwards. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the message today. We thank you for the young men that decided to take the paralytic to be healed with Jesus. God, we thank you for the video as evidence of others that are living the outside Christian life, but can find blessing in the internal Christian change through sacrifice, through obedience, through smiling when we don't want to be there, doing things we don't want to do. That young man was changed. God, I pray today that wherever we see ourselves, no matter which character we see ourselves as, that if we don't like where we are, Lord, we can be changed. We can open ourselves up to be changed. God, that we allow your Spirit to move within us. God, today, I pray that we go from looking at things as a burden to being a blessing. God, that our lives can be changed simply by our outlook on things that we think are going to weigh us down, but they're truly the things that lift us up. Sometimes up out of the muck and the mire that we're stuck in, that we're paralyzed in. God, to give us freedom to move within your desire for our life. God, I pray today that we're changed by the story. But I pray, Lord, that when we hear you speak, just as the story said, both in Mark and Luke, it said the young man immediately rose. God, when you speak, that we immediately respond. In Jesus' name. Amen.